Guys, welcome to Nip So Not Giving a Fuck.
The spookies are over. You are all good now. It is Wednesday. You've forgotten all the shit you did at the weekend.
You're ready to do it again next weekend.
You're ready to hear about the shit that we've been doing to make you feel better.
It's all about being unapologetically.
And not giving a fuck.
No, just not giving a fuck anymore.
I had to give Lauren a pep talk this morning.
Oh, so the thing...
I'm quite good at them,
right,
aren't I?
So one of the things that... I feel like unless you know us, and you're starting to get to know us now because we've been around in your ear for ages, but our relationship is a very unique one, isn't it?
We're
like sisters. Like, we love each other so much, but sometimes, like, we really irritate each other. And I will let Ashley say things to me that I would not let somebody else say to me. Like, what was it today? Bitch, you're 33. You're 33. You need to get a fucking grip, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'll
take it. So this morning, we don't need to say what the context was, but she gave me a talking to. And I think maybe you should give that talking to the listeners now. Don't say what it was, but just in general, maybe give it them now.
Guys, you've only got one life to live and you don't need to be doing shit that you don't want to do. Like, yes, we all need to wake up in the morning, look after our kids and turn up for work and, you know, do certain things like shave our legs.
That we don't want to do.
Actually, do you know what?
Don't.
If you don't want to fucking shave your legs, don't fucking shave your legs. But this, like, little things. And I feel like as we're entering this festive-y period,
there's a lot of doing things that we don't want.
We've got the Halloween shite.
Oh, don't.
We've got the bonfire shite. We've got the Christmas shite. We've got the work dues. Hun, I had this chat with one of my friends recently. She said work were putting on a do and it was in London and she felt like she really had to go. But if she went, she had to pay for her train, pay for her hotel and get childcare. And she was like,
and
it's going to cost me
down
like
there.
£600. And I was like...
And it's not one evening, it's 2 days of prep.
If this job want you there, they'll pay for you to go.
Yeah. And no one's to ask whether you're there or not.
Tell them to fucking do one.
Tell them you're busy. Sorry, not for me this one.
Or if they say, why are you not coming? Just say, because it'll cost me £600.
Yeah. I think, like, what you said to me this morning was basically, you live once. If something isn't right or isn't making you happy and you can change it, then you absolutely need to. And you
make
also, one of the things that Ashley really teaches me is sometimes I don't have enough... I'm not going to say self-worth because that sounds a bit me, but not enough. Like, you think you are the dog's bollocks because you are. And that's what we should think of ourselves. Sometimes I downplay myself and she's the first to say, why are you talking? This is what she said earlier. I said something about normal. You know, if you had a normal job, she said, why are you talking like you are normal? You don't want to be normal, didn't you? You want to be better than normal. Yeah. So stop putting yourself down and stop being negative and putting it out there, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we all need that kind of pep talk.
The way that you talk to yourself is the most important thing. So do not talk to yourself like shit. Mm-hmm. Talk to yourself much better than shit.
Because you wouldn't talk, we do a bit, but you wouldn't talk to your friend like shit. So don't talk to yourself like shit. And it's just having that confidence. And basically just owning who you are and doing what you want and being happy is basically.
There you go.
So she gave me a little peppy today, a little peppy weppy.
So I'm going to start with a rant.
Oh, already? We're in? Go. Tell me the rant. Let's go.
I think I've sent it you. I've seen them on Instagram and TikTok. Thongs with the guy's name in crystals on the back. Men wouldn't fucking do that.
Men would not do that.
Why were you doing that?
Because we want to show our men that we're their baby and that we're committed to them and that will turn them on, that their name is on our body because they own us. Ryan on my ass crack.
Steven.
Gary on my ass.
Then it got me into thinking.
Yeah.
Hindus, merch, wifey for lifey. Where's the fucking bloke wearing?
Yes.
Husband for life. Wife, yes. Bride, wife.
Where are the men with the woman's face mask on?
They're not.
We've got Dave's face on us and we're all wearing Dave's face.
Because look, I'm getting married to Dave.
And I'm Dave's thing forever. But Dave didn't have Stacey's face.
Last Willie forever.
Yeah.
Same Willie forever, whatever.
Yeah, that's the same Willie forever. They don't have same Fanny forever.
Do they?
Because it's probably not going to be the same Fanny forever.
If they had... same Fanny forever. Can we normalise? Not. Like, okay, Steve stagged him. Husband for lifey.
Never going to happen.
Carol's face on a mask. Same fanny forever.
It's never going to happen.
Carol on his thong.
He isn't doing that. Steve's not doing that.
But Can't wait to marry my best friend.
It's true.
There's
a disconnect.
And I'm not standing for it anymore.
What we should do instead is dress up as men at the airport.
Yes.
Like they do. Get fucking bladdered.
Like they do.
Like they do on the plane and say, what happens in Benidorm stays in Benidorm. That's what we need to do. Let's do that for my hen. Let's dress me up as a man.
Yeah. Won't take long.
Oh, I won't shave.
But how tragic is that?
Yeah, I agree. Tragic. I'm sat here with and you with our husband's partner's names tattooed on our bodies.
Yeah.
Having
toxic masculinity, that.
Mm.
This is in that La 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 Let Me Explain book. She has this thing where she calls these type of women, which we've all done it. And we are.
I've got James's name and we have.
They're called pick me girls. And she says that pick me girls are the problem with society and toxic masculinity in society and why we're not evolving ever as society.
Women,
and there's always going to be a gender pay gap and women are going to be unhappy in sex, mm-hmm. marriage, mm-hmm. life, blah, blah, blah. And she basically says, unless you break the mold and make the change and start looking at things through different eyes. And it was the fact that I'd just read that book and then that Instagram thing popped up of,
and it made and I sense. Thought,
the fuck are we fucking doing? Yeah,
we're promoting this. We're saying that we want women to be equal. We want women, but then we're doing shit like that.
Mulder-willy.
No, you're right. And I think we're all guilty of it. I am absolutely guilty of it. And we just all fall into it. And this pick me thing, that is so
the
true. You want to be the, you pick me, me, the, can I be your
said.
Wife?
And also she said that, you know, we were just talking about the way in which we speak to ourselves and our subconscious mm-hmm. self is very important. And she says that, you know, when we go like, oh, well, that's what all men do. Oh, well, he's a man.
Do you want to know something?
Oh, well, he's a toxic fucking human.
Listen to this. So I have a friend and she has been with her partner and they have a very toxic relationship and he's not great, right? She goes to the mother of the man. And when I say not great, I mean really quite horrific. She goes to the mum and says, your son has cheated, this, that, the other. Lots of really bad things that I won't even go into. And do you know what she said?
He's a man.
Well, he's a man.
Yeah, that's what we all
and
need
then
to stop
she said
doing.
To
and
him,
me and you do that sometimes.
We do. And then she said to him, they all do it. So at least you're the main one and not the side. Now, if the man's mother is saying this, he had no chance. He was brought up to think it was okay.
Exactly.
No wonder he is how he is, because the mother had a partner, maybe his dad, who was like that. So she then allowed him to be like that. It's how us women are bringing our sons up.
And in
up.
The book, she says, like, the one thing that does hit home with modern day women is when you say things like, that it's not babysitting, it's parenting.
Yes.
Or, like, holding a man on a pedestal because he actually looks after his children.
Yeah. Like,
that,
do you know,
all of these small day-to-day things that we do, he's a man, expect it. Of course the man's cheated. The man has
it's
cheated.
The man. Yeah.
The man has done
I'm
this.
I'm the first to do this. I said something to James about him being an amazing dad and he just went...
But it's just being a
I'm
dad.
I'm just a dad. And but, I thought, yeah, and it's me though. I was going, oh, you're such... I'd love... And he went... I'm just being a
no,
dad.
No, but we need to...
So that has to stop.
Yeah,
I'll work on that.
No, honestly, like, I'm being a lot more conscious of it now.
Yeah, and if we're all conscious of it, then...
Hopefully it...
I'm gonna make a change.
I hope we can.
For once
because the thing
life.
Is that, like, again, this book, what she says is, men want the typical gender roles to still exist, which are women cook, clean, raise the kids, mm-hmm. do everything.
Everything.
But... Men also want a woman that pays half the bills.
Yeah. And they
Fuck
also
off.
Want a woman who is sexy.
Sexy.
And dirty in bed.
Can give them kids, but still be sexy.
At sexy and do dirty stuff.
But be fucking knackered from working hours on end to pay half the fucking bills and make your fucking tea for when you get home.
And take your sperm.
Fuck off.
Having said that... Like, some men are amazing, aren't they? Like, not all men are like that.
But that's what she says in the book as well. She says, like, don't lose hope.
Don't lose faith in men.
And hold out for the right kind of man, because they were raised by good women and they are out there.
They are out there. You have to wait out for it. But they are very,
she said, you will be better in your life alone
than with a shit
than
man.
With a shit man. Oh, because a shit man can ruin your life.
I 100%
agree.
Please. Okay,
I'll
read it.
I love it.
Can I listen to it? Does it an audio one?
Yeah. Right, okay. And she reads it.
Honey, listen to this. Right, so Ashley sent me, because we keep saying that we, after babies and stuff, might get our vagis done, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite a nip-tuck thing to do.
So why not? So we've spoken about it.
Listen, guys, dingle dangle in, dingle dangle out. Basically married, and we've had numerous non-complainant people,
yeah.
So, and we've got dingly dangles,
bits and bobs,
just bats.
All I would say with mine,
but it's getting
fine,
worse as I'm older.
But it certainly is getting worse as I'm older.
I think it's because of the fat loss around.
So I've noticed my labia, the outer chunky bits, are getting thinner.
That's normal.
Because
everything's getting like that.
So we have spoken about it. Anyway, Ashley sent me some before and afters of a surgeon, and they were incredible. But I started then doing a deep dive on this particular surgeon. And some of the treatments that he was... Now, I actually don't agree with some of the shit he was doing. He was calling it a Barbie vagina, which I'm not all right with. I don't like that.
No.
I just didn't like the how it was sold. And I thought, not keen on how you've sold
that
particular thing.
Yeah, and also, do you know what, Lauren? Imagine if we went to get it done and then, like, something went wrong down there and you can never feel anything
this
again.
It
ruined your life. So
this
I'm kind of like...
Do we need to?
That thing that Katie does on us, the Ultra Femme 360, it is good and it's like a little...
You
fix.
Anything near your clitoris with a scalpel.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just going to go and see Katie.
Anyway, point of the matter was, I started then looking
into
it.
And also, who's really looking
at
our
funny? So when I told James about this, he was like, what?
Waste of money.
And it's like $4,000.
I'd rather spend it on my face.
And then I thought, $4,000, what could I spend that on? My fanny or my face?
Face.
So anyway, this is
what
I looked at.
Kim Kardashian's definitely got like some kind of Barbie fanny.
So this is what I'm looking. So then I go on to him and I start looking into it. And these are the things I didn't know could happen. Penile implants. Did you know this?
Does he have before and afters?
No. So penile implants are devices placed inside the penis to allow men with erectile dysfunction to get an erection.
I have seen this. We used to do them at the hospital I worked at.
You may consider.
You pump the balls and the dick goes up.
So that's one. The other one, penis enlargement surgery, which I know can be done,
it
wasn't very mainstream, but this is mainstream. And I'm looking at it now, penis enlargement surgery is to make your penis bigger. Now, how they do it, it's a bit fake, really. So the shaft of the penis goes inside the body more than what sticks out. So they change the ligament and pull it out. So you can gain about an inch and a half on that. It's more when soft, but a little when hard. Okay, next thing that they do that I found. Now, this wasn't in English, but I got an idea of what it was by that picture. And it says in this language, laser il genital basal madda. So basically what it is it's laser on
tightening.
The vagina. No, skin lightening on the vagina to make the vaginal lips lighter and butthole. Next thing. Labia puffing with fat transfer.
That's what we need.
That's
what
I'd like.
Yeah.
So they take fat from another area in your body and puff you out a labia to make them more like chubby.
Juicy.
Then
hamburger.
There was the orgasm shot, which I've seen before.
Oh, I'd like an orgasm shot.
And they put, I don't know
Botox
really where they, no.
In your G-spot, isn't it?
I don't know what it is. I think it's
or
filler
in
your G-spot, so it's more plump so they can catch it.
Supposedly they put filler in your G-spot and it makes you squirt because it's easier to hit
the right
place.
So local anaesthetic, results are in 3 to 7 days and the pain's minimal. So I was just really interested. There's so much fanny and dick operations.
This is
going to
be a really normal thing. We'll be laughing about the fact we found this novel in 5 years.
No, this is what I mean. So I was just looking through and I was like, shit, I didn't know there was so much fanny stuff. I thought it was just labia done. And then there was
a
clitoral hood reduction, but they call it clitopexy. Clitopexy, like a mastopexy. And it's taking the skin away from your clitoris at the top. We've got a bit of that, haven't we? And it was getting rid of that.
Sorry,
and I just Lucas full well knows what our vaginas look like. I just thought that was really interesting. And I have to say, one side of my inner labia is getting thinner and longer than the other. Just one side. It still doesn't come out,
maybe,
but I can pull it.
I've got a good idea. Get one side pierced, put a ring in.
And then when I was showing James the pictures, the before and afters, and I was like, look at this. He said to me, Lauren, I have seen more vaginas that are like this before than yours. So mine doesn't really hang out very much. But so what he was saying is he'd seen more vaginas with hanging ham than without. That's how common it is. And I was like, you fucking what? I was like smashing him in the head in the car. No, I'm only joking. So yeah, he was saying that everyone's hanging ham is more common. And he said some are real hangers. And I said to him, so how
and
do
men
you...
don't really care about hanging ham.
No, but think about this, right? We always give men shit about like the oral and the fingering. Let's be honest, a penis is a penis and you can, it's very easy.
Yeah.
A vagina with lots of layers of flappage. Bits, yeah. How, and I said this to him, how do you navigate a vagina when there's so many different types of things in the way of the clitoris? And he said, I don't think I should answer that. And I said, okay.
Have you used a microphone?
No.
I've not either.
Do you know, I didn't have, we were that busy on holiday. There wasn't a vast amount of sex and I didn't want to pack a microphone. Right. Anyway, guys. Right.
We've got two big things to tell you.
No, really big. Like a penile implant big.
First one, set a reminder in your diary. We're doing a live stream 7 till 8pm on Thursday, the 26th of October. Save the day.
So if you've got kids, either get them to bed at 6:30 or it's the dad's day, because 7 till 8, you need to be there.
With a glass of wine.
Or coffee if you... No, not coffee. Tea if you're pregnant. Yeah. Water. Boring juice.
I'll be having a diet coke.
And we're going to do a live show. And this, the reason behind this is Ashley's very pregnant and we would love to do a live stage show, and one day we are going to do it and we would love it. She's too pregnant. Like, she's It's hard. She's pregnant. So we were going to do it. And then we were just like, look, we're not going to be able to give you guys everything. We want to be jumping around and enjoying it. And it's not fair on you or her. So we, on me. So we decided we're going to do it like this. Well, we can all get cozy. Yeah. And we can do it from the studio.
Yeah.
And it's live.
Lucas, is there a dress code?
You can dress however you like.
I'm not coming in a Halloween. You think a bride's dress is embarrassing? Halloween is embarrassing.
Be a dead bride. There you skinny go. Now you get to wear your big fucking
dress. I could bring another dress in.
Why don't you pick each other's outfit?
Oh, shall we do that?
Oh my God. Right, we'll get a budget of 20 quid each, go charity shop.
And buy each other. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Right.
Knutsford. Charity shops versus Rochdale.
Exactly. My outfit's going to be a lot nicer than yours, mate. Right, so 26, 7 till 8. Put it in your diaries. Let us know if you're going to be there. And then there's something else.
Do you want to say it?
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
It's a guest.
It's very amazing.
It's something we love.
He's somebody we love. He's a man.
Yeah.
Which is, we haven't had many, we've only had two.
Yeah.
Man. It is...
Mitchell!
This is...
So, the guy who created Made by Mitchell.
Mitchell.
We love him.
I want to ask him, is it... How do you say...
Mitchell?
Or do you go... Mitchell?
I think he just calls it Mitchell.
Okay. We've got
I don't know. We can ask him all these questions.
I want to know. What do you want to know from him? Tell me. Like, what's your...
Right. So I have been using his products for a while now, and they honestly are incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like Doll Beauty. I've been there from the beginning. And do you remember when I came in that day and I was like, Lauren, I've got this lip liner. It's changing my life. It's amazing. And then I got into the blushes. Oh my God, I've got it on today. Love it. So I want to know how it all started.
Yeah.
If anyone's got any ideas for any questions, send them in.
I want to know, he's a makeup artist.
Yeah.
I want to know his tips. Yeah. I want to know the secrets.
Tips, tricks, hacks, dupes.
I want to know about the clients he's done.
Yeah.
Little goss, maybe. Yeah.
He does a lot of TikTok lives as well. So I feel like he'll be quite comfortable.
I also want to know the downside.
Yeah.
I want to know like what it's really like, because he's rocketed quickly.
And
like,
he's working hard.
I want to know a little bit about that as well. If there's anything you guys want to ask him, because he's a good laugh as well. Like, he's very us and he listens to the pod. So yeah. And he's from up our way. So I am mega excited to have him on.
So thank you, Mitchell. We will see you soon. Right, we're going to have a little break and we will be back with Bargain Bucket and Slutty Sue Bucket.
Lauren,
It's arrived.
Show me.
I know it's not quite Christmas yet, but these do tend to sell very, very fast.
Do you know what I love about this? Obviously, we're getting it cheaper because it's Christmas, which is amazing. But you can get it whenever, really. It's just, it's a bargain.
It's a box of surprises.
It's a box of shagging.
Oh, my God. Well.
Or not.
If you were single as well, it's fantastic. I mean, this one is definitely the best one.
No, so I've already got that. It is absolutely stunning. And it doesn't look like pervy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it looks quite nice. So that's the rose. And it's like £54 or something on its own.
Yeah.
Like, and you get that in the box. I think the box is about £100. And we've got a discount code for 10% off as well.
Amazing. I mean, Love Honey, it is like the number one. One site, isn't it, for all things pleasure?
Yeah, it's the number one retailer.
They always come through.
Do you know what I like about it as well? When you get it, you can't see on the packaging where it's from.
Yeah,
trust me.
Discreet.
When that came, my mum brought the box around because it came to hers, and I was thinking, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Doesn't say.
So yeah, they have come through with all things pleasure in this 12 Days of Pleasure advent calendar. Guys, I cannot recommend this enough. It really is. It's a bargain bucket.
It is. It's a bargain box.
Yeah.
I feel like as well, we get loads of messages of people that like want to spice it up a bit. They feel like things have got a bit boring. I feel like this is such a good way of doing that because you can just open it together. It's like not cringy. Open it each day, a little bit of a surprise. And like, it spices it up.
Oh, look. I mean, I didn't ask for it, but we've got a butt plug.
So I'll shove it in.
And here we go. Whose clit doesn't want a bullet?
Exactly. Oh, here's a bullet. Oh, well, I have to use it then. I feel like everything in there. Ooh, what's next? Oh, well, another thing for me.
Oh, what a shame, a clit sucker.
Fuming about that.
I know, Dave. My friends have talked about them. I've never wanted one before.
But it's out there in the box and we've paid for it now. Like, honestly, I love it. I absolutely love it. Me and James are going to do like, I might do like one a night.
Yeah.
That's a bit much though. Maybe one every other.
Yeah.
Maybe every other night. Yeah, it's insane. And I just think for the money that you save, whether it's Christmas or not, it's worth getting for that as well.
Like,
you get like over 200 quid's worth of stuff.
Literally, I am obsessed. So guys, Lauren, share the code with our listeners.
The code is Nip Tuck Advent 10% off. Get it. I've got it.
And
I've got it. I'm excited to actually use that. I feel like it's a good little thing for a couple. So yeah, if you want it, you've got a discount code. We like it. And some of the stuff in there, I've just looked at the list of what's in there.
It's fun.
It's quite fun.
I'm going to use these at the same time.
Simultaneously. And they match, the colours match as well.
Stunning.
And if something's going to hang out your arse, it might as well be a red diamond. It's cute.
Welcome back, guys. Okay, dupes. Bargain. Bargain.
You go high, I'll go low.
Bargain.
Bargain.
Right. But get it while it's hot, guys. Get it while it's hot. I bought these for Saskia. Does Thea like lip balms? She's a tomboy.
She's not girly, you know.
I had makeup on Saskia at the weekend and Lauren was like, have you put makeup on her?
You did a Katie Price with, what's she called?
I didn't, Princess.
Princess, and everyone went wild for her.
I only put mascara and blusher and lipstick
on. Do whatever
on
you want if she wants to. Thea's not that
she
girly.
She puts
girl
it on herself. Like, she loves it.
Like, Thea's not like that. So if she was, I'd
and
let
she
her
loves lip balm and she calls it lip balm.
Oh, lip balm.
My lip balm.
That's really funny.
And in my car, in the middle, she's got all these different lip balms.
Oh.
And she goes like, this one's the glittery one. This one's the gummy bear one.
That's cute.
Yeah, and she loves it.
Not like that.
Well, she loves lip balm.
Thea's feral.
And she has got really into my Laneige sleep lip masks. Have you got one yet?
No, and she wouldn't be using mine either.
Oh, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Obviously, she found it. And she uses all my Charlotte Tilbury lipsticks, all my Doll Beauty lipsticks.
No, she's absolutely not like that.
So I love those Laneige overnight masks. Mm-hmm. Lucas, get one. It's a lip mask that you put on before you go to bed and you wake up in the morning and your lips are like a baby's
But when
bum.
I wake up in the morning, my lips are fine anyway. I don't.
I get really dry lips. Oh, okay. Yeah. And on Look Fantastic, mm-hmm, you can get, it's so cute. It comes in a little box. 5 for £13.
Stocking filler.
Yes, yeah, stocking filler. And it's got all 5 flavours in it, so you can try each flavour.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa, yeah. I thought that. So it's meant to be £17.50, but with my code, which is AshleySLF, it's 13 quid.
Secret Santa is horrible and I hate it.
Secret
Santa
is horrible and it's usually, isn't it about 15, 20
quid? Yeah, so
quid?
Let's do a list for people.
That... If I got that in Secret Santa, I'd be fucking buzzing. The thing is, with the stocking filler bits, as Lauren said, Look Fantastic do some fantastic ones. Space NK also do some fantastic ones. They've got like the Tan Look set.
Minis.
A little nice thing. They've got the Beauty Blender ones. They're really, really, really good. But guys, the good ones sell out. Yeah, so get on it. Now, I got sent the GHD hot air.
What is it?
It's straightener, but it blows out hot air.
So it's a hair dryer.
I've used it once and I'm not going to lie, it was hard work. Okay. So the way in which I do my hair is I have a shower, I dry it like a blaster off. You know I've got afro-y curly hair. It's scary like a scarecrow and it's probably really damaged.
I love that.
So I blast all my hair off, then I straighten it, then I curl it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, this product is made for me. It'll straighten and
blow,
dry
so
my hair.
It saves that middle bit.
Yeah. But it took a very long time to dry. And also, I think it's better if you don't have extensions.
Which everybody does.
Because you couldn't get right to the root.
So my weave would be not good.
Not good, because then the root is the curly bit of my hair.
Yeah, same.
So then it was... But maybe I'm using it wrong. A girl that follows me said she uses hers, as in after like she's dried her hair, she goes under with it like a hot brush.
Yeah, but you can get a hot brush
and
for
does
that.
Like a flicky blow, and it's comes out really nice, and you can do curls. Well, so I've not yet done that bit. I got loads of questions because loads of people have put this item on their Christmas list. Girls, hold off buying just yet. I am gonna spend some more time with this. Device.
But I feel like you should. Do you know what I don't rate? Everyone goes on about the Dyson Airwrap, and I
love my Airwrap.
See, again, I think you can't look at it and be like, oh my God, she likes it, so I will, because I hate that.
What I would say though, which I've always said with regards to the Dyson Airwrap, borrow it off a friend for
a
week or two.
And see if you like it before investing.
And see if you like it, because it is very expensive.
I agree. Also, I need a really good hot dryer though. So we got sent one from GHD that I thought was going to be life changing, and then I realized
a flat brush,
you do it on dry hair. That's not what I want. I want one that is when my hair is wet, basically when I wash the top half.
I had the Babyliss one and it was amazing, and you can go backwards or forwards.
That's what I want. So sometimes
it's like
I only
30
dry
30 quid. I'll share it with you.
Sometimes
honestly,
I only dry the top
you go
of my hair,
and then you can go
that's
really
what I want
good.
So I can, when I'm drying just the top of my hair, I can get it and I can
Share it on our Amazon page, the one that I've got. And it's like, it pulls your hair. Like,
I'm looking for that.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you, girl.
Okay.
Okay. I've got some new products that I've tried out this week. Gonna warn you now, expensive, but let me spend the money on the junk and tell you what's good, what's not.
That's basically been us our whole life.
I used the K18 peptide oil. Unreal.
Really?
New product from them.
Banger.
Sorry.
What do you do with it?
It's like a oil that you can put in as a treatment or on dry hair. So it's an all-rounder.
Okay.
Really liked it. Shout out K18. Love their products. The Cloud9 Magical Quick Dry Potion.
Cloud9? I forgot about that.
It's blue.
Yeah.
They use it on you at Spectrum.
Oh.
And it can half your hair drying time.
Ideal.
You would love that, Lucas.
Oh, because Lucas spent so long
Ed
drying his hair.
Used it on his hair and he was like, oh my God. Done. Like, I don't know what it's got in it, but Cloud9 Magical Quick Dry Potion. Again, I'll share all of this. We spoke about this last week.
I'm going to get some.
The Westman Ultilia Skincare Tint. Obsessed. Lucas, you could even actually wear it because it's not a foundation.
Lucas is absolutely not going to wear that.
I'm just trying to make him into the gay best friend that I want him to be.
She's like, Lucas, you'd love that. And I'm thinking, he's not that guy.
It'd be really nice if we went to get our nails done together. Be a camp gay for me.
He's not that. He's never going to be that.
If anyone wants to be my gay best friend.
I think we've got loads of listeners that would.
Okay, Hourglass Phantom Volumizing Glossy Balm.
Is that what we've got
10
now?
10 out of 10. Stunning. Expensive. Stunning from Space NK.
What are your views on Hourglass in general? It's too expensive for me to try. I don't want to.
Love their foundation.
I've heard that. I will spend the money if it's worth it.
Oh my God. Come with me and use my Dizzy.
My Dizzy Woo. My Dizzy. I will spend the money if it's worth it, but I don't want to spend the money for it not to be.
And I did a post about the Hourglass Foundation and a lot of you girls bought it and I helped with like shades and stuff. And sent messages afterwards saying, thank you for this. I'm now using this foundation every single day, Ashley. Their makeup brushes are lovely.
Expensive though.
I agree.
Christmas list.
I agree. The foundation is lovely. The palettes are lovely.
I just love the whole aesthetic of it.
Yeah, stunning. The Armani liquid eyeshadows, I just spoke about them. Stunning. Perfume dupe. We all love a perfume dupe. Mm-hmm. Send any in, girls.
I just feel like they never last all day, though. But I guess if you just squirt
your
the fuck out of them.
Gym bag or your car. M&S tuberose.
I saw that in our
perfume.
Messages.
Perfume.
A dupe of Tom Ford.
Yeah. Also, M&S are coming through, Lauren. Have you seen the viral leggings?
Right, explain this to me. So when I saw you and Megan, our agent, talking about these leggings, I thought, what the fuck can be so good about a pair of leather leggings?
So they're pleather leggings.
Get it, yeah.
But and they're £25 quid.
Great.
And they suck you in at the waist. They're just a good fit. So do you remember the Topshop ones?
Maybe I just don't need sucking in.
The Topshop ones that we all had. Sorry, pick me, bitch. The Topshop ones with the little zip on the side.
Yes, I liked them.
They're the same as them.
Okay, I just, I don't get it.
Yeah, but like,
there's millions
loves
of leather leggings
legging.
Out there.
No, there's not. Leather leggings are the hardest thing to
I
get
like,
right.
I've got some Zara, like, almost flare-legged. Like
I've got
I
those
them.
Ones.
Yeah, you've got them. I love
and
them.
And they've got the button at the
I love
top.
Them.
Yeah,
I do
they're really
them.
Nice.
I prefer a trouser to a legging.
Yeah, but for everyday and comfort.
Winter with a Christmas jumper.
With a Christmas, girls, have a look. I feel like... Do I buy a pair of size 10s for after I've had the baby and put them away? Or do I just wait?
Wait.
But
wait.
Then they might not have them.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll find another pair. Did you see what I put the other day about the Commando vinyls that were on sale on
Asos
for
half price?
But you
need to buy that
price.
Lube with them.
I need some new vinyls because mine split at yours
the
last year.
Did you buy the Commando?
I never got them.
Babe! Borrow mine. I'm not wearing them
I know,
over winter.
But I feel like it's like a I'll wear. Yeah, maybe I will. And I love a vinyl pant at winter.
If you want the
mine
ultimate.
Mine were Pull and Bear and they were good until they split.
If you want the ultimate leather legging, Commando.
Yeah.
Commando bodysuits. Commando.
So spenny.
I got them all in the House of Fraser sale for like 20 quid. I sent you them when they were in. You didn't read
them. More than Skims.
Yeah, but they're better.
Okay.
They're actually unreal. So the Commando bodysuits, their bras. I think I made you get one of the bras. And I got the leggings in normal, vinyl and sequin.
The brown's nice as well.
The bra and the mauve. Stunning.
I used to
wine
have,
colour.
When we worked at Maya, do you remember,
I remember
do you remember the jeans?
Ones,
and
yeah.
I had the wine colour.
Yeah.
Frankie had them.
Yeah.
Frankie,
yeah.
Your sister had them.
Waxy finish.
They were gorgeous.
Stunning. So
sorry,
have
we digress.
A look at the Commando ones. But also, Sienna Miller's done a clothing range
Ooh.
With Marks and Spencer.
Okay.
And I feel like we are entering that stage.
No.
No, but where you want to have a nice cashmere jumper with it.
Quality over,
like,
yeah.
I know that sounds really sad, though.
But like a black one that's going to last years.
A nice cashmere jumper with a pair of leather leggings. Go to M&S, girls.
We're getting that
And
stage.
Sienna Miller's done the coat. Also, girls, the H&M Studio range dropped last week. Every winter, do this range called the Studio range. And it's like a premium range. And it's fucking incredible. It's all sold
out. It's more
out
pricey.
Now.
It's
all
but it's
sold
good.
Out now.
Yeah, you're
unfortunately.
Too late.
But
Thanks
there's
for
a blazer
that, info,
that looks like
Deepak
a Santa
and Vintage, maybe.
One. Yeah. You've got some.
Yeah, so I love a mini UGG on kids.
Love.
I think the cutest.
Just
foot.
So cute.
And I've
Do you
got,
put socks on with yours?
Yeah. Me and both of the girls, I've got us the. Which of the. Not
Taz.
With not with the flat the Taz. I've got us both those. So then I wanted some like Uggs just
and
in general.
Hard to get.
But they're too expensive. So if I was to get both of the girls a pair of Uggs each, it's £200. They're like 90 quid each, the mini Uggs. And I just think that's expensive when I've already bought some. So I got sent and I saw on TikTok, don't ask me how the fuck I ended up on TikTok. Next do a mini Ugg, very similar to Ugg, very nice, because I feel like the copies look not good. but they're not meant to be a copy. They're their own and they're really nice and they're 25 quid. They've got them in black and they've got them in the most gorgeous dusky pink colour. Ooh. Not Barbie pink, dusky pink.
But mine would step in a puddle.
Well, yeah, they've got them in black as well, but but for 25 quid, they can step in a puddle. You know, like, they're really nice. So go and see those. Also, I swear, and I always tag them, and everyone goes mad for them, H&M for thongs. I love the thongs from H&M.
Are they like the hanky-panky
ones? Yeah, they're really nice. You can get all different ones.
Stretchy, comfy.
There's loads of different ones, and I just love H&M for a thong.
Girls, shout out, and can you send in recos? Postpartum must-have, fashion must-have, because... I've forgotten all of
bin
this.
Bin bag.
And last time when I had Teddy, it was going into summer.
It's a good period
to need
have a baby.
Like a pair of good C-section knickers. Which ones?
M&S, isn't it?
But then because I've got the bum, I need a thong C-section knicker.
And no one thinks that you were going to be wearing a thong after a C-section, so it's not on the market much. Maybe we should start that.
Anyway.
Yeah, let us know. I think you're having a baby at the best time because of the... You can just wear a jumper.
Yeah.
And if you piss yourself, it's leather pants, not skirt.
Exactly.
Right. Anyway.
Slowly Sue, how about you?
Urgent. Oh. We did say put it in the title if it's urgent. You ready? My sister had an on-off thing with someone we went to school with. Nothing came of it, and it was a crush. They liked each other on both sides, but life got in the way. She grew up, had children, and got married. It wasn't the happiest marriage. Ooh. And they ended up bumping into him on a night out. Things escalated and they slept together. So she slept with a high school sweetheart, didn't she?
It happens.
Yeah. They both knew it couldn't be anymore, but it was like they liked each other and just kept getting drawn in. She split up from her husband, but the other guy was a fuckboy. But she should have split with her husband anyway.
Yeah.
And she knew this. He jumped in relationship to relationship as if he needed security and needed to live with someone. That was like me. Anyway, time goes past and she still thinks of him. And we see his dad, because we grew up in the family village. She starts quizzing him drunk about his son and relationships. Get steaming. I know who sent this in because she sent it in to me. I know who it is. She's such a loyal listener. Get steaming. Ends up going back to the father's house. The father of the high school crush.
Of the fuck boy.
Fuck dad. Fuck dad. The father looks nothing like him. He's in his late 50s, bald, 5'4", and wears a vest top. Where'd you live, girls?
Rochdale.
Actually, I know where they're from and it's not. She's dying at what she did. She bumped into the boy and wants to go back with the boy again.
But she shagged his dad.
He would go insane and ruin her life if he knew. Advice needed. She's super chilled and we laugh about it. Good. You have to laugh. If I see an old man in a vest and I laugh, I remind her not to shag him. So she slept with his dad. He's now back on the scene and she wants to go back with him knowing she slept with his dad.
Just don't tell.
Don't tell him. And he's a fuckboy anyway.
Yeah.
So next time he does a fuckboy thing, be like, ha ha, shag your dad. Fine, like next time he fucks her over.
Oh, fucked your father.
Exactly. Next time he like doesn't text her back or ghosts her, just be like, yeah, I fucked your dad.
Yeah, that'd be really good if you did that to someone and then the whole time you're just like, fucked your dad.
But the thing is with this, do you know what I love about this girl? She's laughed about it because it's done now. You've done it. It's not ideal. You can't take it back. So if you can't take something back, then we laugh about it now. Because
5'4" vest wearing dads.
So what? It's what it is. But can she go back with the fuckboy? Yeah, I think she can. Don't tell him.
That's what they're there for, fuckboys.
Yeah, he's fucking about. Yeah, he's using you. You use him. Don't shag his dad again, though. I'm interested. Can you tell us about the sex? So can you write to us again? I know who you are. You message a lot and you're a massive fan. Can you tell me more about the sex?
Of the pod.
Yeah, because when I say... When I say fan, it sounds awful, of the pod. Can you please message us and tell us a bit about the sex with the dad? Like, what was it like? What was he like in bed? I'm always interested in this shit. Was he like a dark horse and he was amazing? Can you beat this story? Are you listening to this thinking, that shit is tame? Do you listen to our slutty Susans and message your mates saying, if only they knew what we'd done?
Yeah.
If so, beat it.
Only Lukey sees who you are.
Yeah, no one knows who you are, and he doesn't know anyway. He might see your email address. He's not asked.
And
we don't know who you are.
There's no judgment around here.
No. Can you beat shagging your fuckboy's dad? If you can beat that, let's have... Could we have a competition?
A
slut-off. And the winner, you'd have to tell Lucas who you were, I guess. The winner wins something.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing it out there. What do you think of that? Let's have a slut-off. And then, over the full thing, we'll decide who the sluttiest was. You like?
One for the live show, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, guys. So we've got some really exciting things coming up. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you've got any contributions, you are more than welcome, as always, to get in touch with us. You can email us at hello@niptuppod.com. You can get in touch via WhatsApp. Head over to the episode's description. Just scroll down. If you tap on this episode, it will give you all the details you need of how to get in touch. Also, please, please, can you share when you're listening? Share with your friends on WhatsApp. Post a little pic on Instagram and tag us. We absolutely love it when you do that. And don't worry, we will be back soon. Thank you.
Bye, hons.
Bye-bye.